Hello and welcome to Exiled Eagles. My name is Rob Seltzer, and we are the official, unofficial podcast of the Europa League Conference finalist Crystal Bloody Palace. And incredibly, we podded 2 weeks ago, and or not so incredibly, we tried to do this 3 days ago, and we failed. So, luckily, we've got it going. And joining me today, down in the Southern Shire, Dale Quarty. How are you, Dale?
Emerging. Emergency pod klaxons, so emergency it's 4 days late.
Exactly that. The only podcast to do an emergency podcast late. Ned Rock down in Melbourne. How are you, Ned?
All good. Glad to be here. I mean, I'm sure that the reason we were late was just so that we could make sure that we had confirmed all of the meetups around the country so we could bring you the details of those. That's the main reason. I'm going to pretend that it was official and deliberate. Nice. Because we're a professional outfit here, Rob, despite Dale's very funny jokes to suggest otherwise. I'm fantastic. Can't wait for it.
That's our story, and we're sticking to it. And joining us from his new pad up in Queensland, the soon-to-be married Marky Werner. How are you, Mark?
I don't want to say I took umbrage to the last bit, mate. depending on this. But I'm good. Missed the last one. Yep, in the new gaff up here, which is wonderful to have my own space again after some time and a new podcast venue, mate. So I'm yet to set that up. So I'm just sitting on the workbench at the moment, chatting to you boys. But I'll sort something out in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Conference League final, mate. It's all happening. Had a chat with the boss. Got the 28th off, possibly the 29th as well. Lovely jubbly. Bring it on.
And for all those people that are wondering, Mark works for himself. So it's a very funny joke there from Marky Werner. Well done.
Always helps when you have to explain them, Rob.
They're the best ones. They are the best ones.
Yep.
Yes, it's like the ones that people do on radio and they say, but no one can see you.
Poor
so
face.
What's the point of doing that? Yeah. All right, fellas, we're not going to talk about the awful refereeing overnight during the Everton game. Let's just talk about the excitement that is Crystal Palace in a European final. After dispatching Shakhtar Donetsk over two legs. I mean, this is going to come across as a stupid question, but I'd be just keen to hear. I mean, how are people, apart from excited, how do people actually feel about Palace in a European final? We'll come to Mark first, because Mark, you obviously have supported Palace the least amount of time than all of us, but we're delighted to have you. How do you feel seeing Crystal Palace in a European final?
You're right, Rob. I am Johnny come late, but mate, I'm all in on the Palace train and have been since.
Absolutely, you are.
04, so, you know, experienced some highs and dizzying lows in that. And yeah, I'm sure, I mean, yeah, much like the cup final win, I could only sort of imagine what it meant to you guys and how much it meant to me. And this is probably of a similar vein, I suspect. Yeah, I didn't get to catch it live, which was, 5 a.m. here, Friday morning, just gone. It's on the till Saturday, so I didn't get to see it wrap up or watch replay. It was yeah, in the wee hours of Sunday morning, actually. And it was kind of disbelief, really. I was sitting with my partner watching it, and I mean, I was stoked, really. You know, adulation doesn't cover it. And I just looked at it and said, what a fucking European Cup final. Like, it was, I don't know. It sounded funny to say, but here we are. And it's ironic or coincidental, call it what you will. Like, you know, nothing of note for, you know, 124 years. And now we're on the verge of 3 and 12 months. And that was, yeah, I mean, my partner now, not long before I'm the cup final. So it's, yeah, it's a bit of a hard sell to her to say, you know, we can be a bit up and down and how you're going. It's like, well, you just keep winning trophies, don't you? So, mate, I hope it continues and lasts through to at least 27th, 28th our time.
Absolutely. What about you, Ned?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as Mark says, it is a bit, you know, London buses, you know, once the, you know, wait for a while and then all of a sudden, two or three come along in a row. Yes, I mean, it's quite nice just to sort of sit there and look at everyone else and be like, oh, is your team not in a European final this year? Okay, fair enough. Yes, I guess, you do only support Manchester United. It's been a while. It's quite enjoyable just being far too smug for my own good. As I say, just a minor lifetime of getting back at all of that lot, which is quite enjoyable. They then turn around and go, yes, but they did have to invent a European trophy small enough for you to get involved with. Yeah, whatever. We're in the final of it, they're not. So, I think it's one of those ones. I think we've actually had have done really well this year in terms of to deal with all the extra fixtures. It's not like we sort of went out and got a massively extra sized squad. We're still sitting pretty much aiming for that delightful 12th position in the league. And we've managed to do that while also competing on another front. Yes, some of them weren't the dream trips that we imagined, but Fiorentina, a couple of, is you know was obviously a big highlight on the way. Then you get a Shakhtar Donetsk, who have obviously tougher times for Ukrainian football at the moment than it has been in the past. But you're talking about a side that was regularly in Champions League and being pretty competitive in those early stages, a decade ago. There's some handy teams, even if they're not the greatest in the world. And there's been some really tricky trips. And it's just nice to be able to go, hey, we've got something there that we're getting towards the back end of the season into the second year in a row. We're going, I'll tell you what, we might actually win something here. And if we do, then we get European football again. And you get another potential crack at a different competition again next year. It's a whole different journey as a Palace fan at the moment that I think, if you'd suggested 18 months ago that that was a thing that we were going to do, I don't know how many of us would have really expected it.
No, and Shakhtar will be in the Champions League again next season. So I'm going to keep an eye and see how they go because they've got some players. They have some real good players.
There's some good young players there to begin.
What about you, Dale? What's your apart from the excitement, that kind of what's your overriding kind of feeling about it?
We all scoffed at the bookies saying we're favourite for the competition. I mean, everyone did, and they were right. The other one is that, unlucky Forest. The same day that we get into a final, they get beat 4-0 to get knocked out of technical getting to a final by one of their biggest rivals from a team in the Midlands. That just made it a little bit sweeter, everything that went on. I think partly for me, it's great. I love the fact we're in the final. It's amazing. But there is just I don't know, this feeling with me of the fact that we've had to do it the way we have in a competition we weren't meant to be in still has left a bit of a bitter taste in my mouth. Just like, a whole year it's been. So it's a really good fuck you to the powers that be to say that we got there. Just hoping we go all the way now and win it. Because what I will say is that if we don't win this, the season look and if this league's was to finish tomorrow, and just bear in mind Arsenal and City to come. The season will be a bit of a if we don't win this. I really want us to win this because obviously I think we deserve it. Everything we've had to go through to get there, but if we don't, the season will just feel a bit of a flop. So I'm hopeful we'll win it. I believe we'll win it, but I'm also a little bit pessimistic about what happens if we don't.
I'm going to be honest, there's zero bitter taste left in my mouth now that because we are in the European, we're in a European final. I suppose I genuinely am still in a bit of disbelief that Crystal Palace will be in the European final. Like growing up in North East London with Spurs and Arsenal and West Ham, I was always a laughing stock because Palace were going broke, going out
West
bankrupt all that
Ham,
stuff.
West Ham's not in Northwest London, but anyway, carry
North
on.
East, North East, North East London, mate. North East London.
It's East London, but
Oh, mate, do me one. Do me a favour. And then the amount of people have just messaged me saying, "Oh, are you going?" "No, I'm not going. I can't go." But like, I was just like, "Look, can't believe Palace are there." It's just weird. It's just really weird to think that we're actually were favourites for a European competition, and now we're in the European final. It's a bit bananas. A bit bananas, isn't it, Mark Palace?
I will just say, in hindsight, and I think this is probably our general lack of understanding of what this competition is. When you go back and look at the teams we've had to play against, with the exception of maybe Shakhtar, who have this pedigree, very good recent pedigree, and maybe Kiev, Dynamo Kiev, it is, like I said, in hindsight, it's a competition. Jesus Christ, we need to get deep into, because playing the likes of Larnaca and Shelbourne and some of those other teams, just, oh my goodness, just unbelievable. Those are even in, they shouldn't be in the same breath as us, let's be honest.
No, but you got to play what's in front of you, and
Of course
we had
you do, yeah.
the fixture congestion, and I mean, look at the team we put up against Cups. I mean, Benamah started, King started, did Drakes Thomas start that one as well?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Benji Casey came on, like,
I mean, we've only played 8 games more than last year. Like,
Yeah.
as currently stand. No, at the moment, it's 8 games. I checked this earlier. By the end of the season, it'll be 12 if we with the season finishing. So it's just, just be careful of Google or AI overviews, because I said, how many games did Crystal Palace play last season? And it told me 34. And I was like, we did not play 34 games last season. Definitely a few more than that. So it's just interesting that we have had to go through that with our squad. But yeah,
It's
it
just
is
like
interesting.
the, I mean, look, players are injured. The whole like Nketiah's been basically out the season, and that like Mertesa with the knee, all that type of bollocks. And we can get into the YouTube situation, but it's not.
Ego, not the
Whilst,
knees, the ego.
yeah, I suppose that I want to kind of touch upon the European run, and I'd love to get obviously before the final, everyone's favorite moment of the campaign so far. So let's start with you, Dale. What's been your favourite moment of the European K campaign so far?
Oh, question about notice.
I know, good, isn't it? Think of anything.
not really.
Thanks for going to Palace, man.
No, I tell you what, it has to be. It's probably two that stand out. The home game against Fredrikstad, because it was like, even though it was only a qualifier, it was Jesus, we're playing in a European qualifier, like to get into the competition for real. And then the game against AZ Alkmaar. So people turn around and said, oh, Fiorentina was the first time we had that big European night we all kind of hoped for. But AZ Alkmaar winning that game, because, again, recent history suggests Alkmaar aren't too bad. People know of them because Steve McLaren and his Dutch accent. They were in our minds. And to beat them 3-1 or whatever it was, I think, was a great result, and probably that's the one that kick-started our European efforts. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. What about you, Ned?
Yeah, I think I'm with Dale a bit here in terms of I think just that first one, obviously, to sort of go, look, here we are, welcome to Europe. I'm assuming that we didn't all necessarily dream of playing Fredrikstad at AEK Larnaca 3 times, but there we go. It's tough to go past Fiorentina, and having the that sort of the late goal go in, and that was sort of just that little bit of celebration. But that's, I mean, that's hard to go past. But I'll go with my highlight will be is Mo Sarr just popping the winner in against Rayo Vallecano. I'll have a preemptive highlight, because we're smug like that now. We win everything, and I'll just jinx it completely.
Well, that's as it's used a phrase of Tony King. That level of hubris is not welcome here.
Know, it's getting a giggle
So
from Mark now.
Tony will be absolutely furious at you, Ned. Anyway,
Yeah.
What about you, Marky Mark? What's been your highlight of the campaign?
Well, I'll start by saying I can at least be buoyed in a very small way by the fact of what Ned just said. And if we don't get up, I can stick it up Ned a bit for what he just said. But
Yeah. What's new? What's new, Marky Mark? Did we get up him
I
anyway?
was going to say, is that something you
Nothing.
don't do usually? Same old, mate. As a snapshot, probably Kamada's goal in the semi gives some breathing space. His first goal of the season, I think, off the back of, we all had high hopes for him coming in with the Ollie connection, and then he didn't really hit the ground running. Took a while to bed in. Got a lot of stick on the socials, possibly this podcast as well. So yeah, I don't want to say it was like a redemption story is a bridge too far, but I felt a little bit of that vibe about it. So I reckon as a moment, probably that for me, and then probably as a whole, yeah, just that first game at Selhurst Park, looking at that going, wow, how, up and about everyone must be to think themselves, fuck, we're here at Selhurst Park playing European football under lights. How good. But they were. So, like you say, I'm sure not that long ago to suggest such a thing, you'd be laughed out of the boozer. But here we are doing the business. So, yeah, probably that's a couple, mate, for me.
That undoubtedly it's the Fred for me is the Fredrikstad game. Actually seeing Palace kick off in a properly meaningful European qualifier, not like the Intertoto Cup against Trabzonspor in front of 13 people, of which I was one, and we sang and we sang to what we thought was the away side. Is that all you take away? And it was two Palace stewards that were sat in the away section. There. Matt
Got
Jansen,
him.
I believe, was playing for Palace then. This is a competition that, we had a chance of doing something in and proper meaningful European football. So the Fredrikstad one for me was definitely the highlight. Look, there's probably not much too much more to talk about, fellas. What we will do before we head over to Dale, who's got a game for us, Ned Mark. I was going to hand over to you quickly to tell everyone where you can watch the final in Melbourne, Brisbane, respectively. If you guys are doing anything, the floor is yours for now. Go in, Ned, first. Just tell them what's going on for Melbourne.
Sure. So Melbourne will be at the Charles Dickens Tavern as usual, our home for finals and all sorts. They will be opening at 4 a.m. So they're not open through the night. They will be open from 4. So feel free to get there from 4 or get there earlier and stand outside in the cold and wait for them to open. You do you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your lives. I believe Souths or Daly, do you want to talk about Sydney or?
I'll talk about Sydney in a
Sydney,
sec, and
all
then
good.
I'll go to Mark
So your
first.
main details for Melbourne? Yeah,
And
so up in Brizzy, my shout, Rob, to spruik what we're doing.
yep.
Mate, so yeah, we are going to converge at Star Casino, a big, beautiful sports bar there, 40-odd foot screen, whatever. So we should have all the audio and so forth. So yeah, probably. Mate, there. I'm thinking, and we'll double check this, but it might stop serving between like 5 and 10 a.m. or something. So I might head in there a bit early and get a few cordials in before they stop serving. So, yeah, rock up about 4 people or around then. And if they keep serving beyond 5, well, that'd be good too. So, yep, we'll be there. Can't miss us. Just next to the gaming floor, and then hopefully some pretty serious kick-ons and day drinking and all that sort of jazz.
Beautiful. And for the Sydney Mob, it's the Morrison Hotel, I believe the same one for the we had the Cup
Understand.
final. That is right by the Central Station. So if you come out of there, can't really miss it.
What time do you
If you
get
come,
there, Rob? What
what
time do
time
you
am
get
I
there,
getting
mate?
there? What time am I
Yeah.
getting there? Let's talk about that now. I will not be going to the Morrison this time, unfortunately, but there is a reason for it.
Go on, go on.
Because you're going to
Like,
go
look.
2 days later and only go for like 3 minutes.
Hopefully, hopefully. It's a long way to go for 3 minutes, mate. I have generally thought about this, but and one of the, and this is gonna be a story, so I will indulge myself. The FA Cup final was amazing, absolutely incredible. And then I've spoken about it. You know, my dad being was the reason I supported Palace and not being able to watch it with him. So I had to take a moment, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know what, I want to watch this one with my kids. It's the first time we've ever been in the European final, probably the last time I've been in the European Cup final. And my eldest is very much into watching the games. He gets and watches them all, well, all 3 minute highlights with me, and shouts at the referee with me, and does all that stuff, which is good. I've taught him the ways, and I want to watch it with him. Is the long and short of it. And kind of create my own little memory of watching it with my boys. So that is why I will not be going to the Morrison. I will be watching it at Three Village Road, Saratoga. That's not an invite for anyone. It's just where I'm watching it. You watch it at the Morrison, you bastards. Dale, you might be going to the game anyway. Dale's got tickets. If anyone wants a ticket, speak to
Yeah,
Dale. He has
email
tickets. He is able to
recording
grab tickets. But you go to the Morrison, Dale. Where are you watching it?
maybe in Leipzig
If not,
TVC
if not.
at home.
There you go.
Yeah,
Charming.
unfortunately for
You
me, Thursdays are not, I just can't get there on Thursday. So
too good for the Morrison, mate, or
no.
the Morrison or the
It's a bit like
Morrison? I was going to say,
bit like
if you're
Raw. Go on.
yeah, you know, if you get there Thursday just after, you know, you can get there nice and late, Dale, and you can just do your 3 minutes as well with me. So we both get there a couple of days later and get there to do 3 minutes.
Well, no, the annoying thing is I can't go because Thursdays I have to do daycare, a school drop off, which then means at roughly 7:45 I will be going past the Morrison anyway on my way to work. So I go past it every day. So I might just get off and go and see what state people are in anyway, and take some videos or something embarrassing.
Yeah, I do believe there's a few people going out. So obviously, we know that Shawnee Robb has is going, because why not? Because he always wins everything. I believe Dave Kendall's heading over, and there's a couple other guys over going over. So anyone
Mate,
that's going over, have an amazing time.
190 € for a ticket on the resale website. It's not a bad effort.
190.
190 €. So what's that?
That's decent.
300
Well,
bucks or something?
the Australian dollar, so weak, is about 44 million Australian dollars, and
Australian pesos.
150
Pesos.
million Zimbabwe dollars. So however you want to look at it, but yeah, anyone that's going, have an amazing time. Anyone that's going to the pubs, enjoy it. So reiterating, so Melbourne, it's the Dickens where you go every week. Brisbane is the casino, and Sydney is the Morrison. I don't know. Does the Morrison shut? Or is it one of those that just stays open? You can get there whenever you want to
Oh,
go.
mate, as I said, I go past it every day going to work, and mate, I swear some people have been dug up and reanimated outside the front of that thing, so I'm guessing it doesn't shut.
Yeah, so probably get there whenever you want to get there in Sydney. But I think most of the crew will probably be heading down there from about four-ish onwards, I would say. All right, Dale, you've got a game for us. Rock
Yeah,
and roll.
very quickly, which I've just been out for dinner with a mate and his wife. Can we guess, one guess each, which current Palace player my mate's wife taught?
Oh, I was gonna go
Can we have a
Carl Vert.
yes-no question
I thought we
each?
had it.
Can we have a
Current.
yes-no question each?
No.
Sorry, Dodge,
That's
just to confirm who won,
it.
so bad luck.
I'm gonna go first. I'm going Tyrick Mitchell.
Incorrect. Ned.
Well, I mean, we don't actually know what country we're in for a wife's friend, do we?
She currently lives in Singapore, but she used to live in England.
I was going to be sneaky there because and use the American connection, but now I'm not going to do that. I am going to go with Will Hughes.
Incorrect. Marky Mark.
Oh, mate, so just to confirm, it was your mate's missus taught
My
a
mate's
current
wife
Palace.
taught a
Yep, taught a
current player.
current Palace player.
Current.
All right. No idea. I mean, I don't know your mate or his wife, so I'm just going to go with sort of a rough age type thing. Adam Wharton.
Incorrect. If I
That's a
tell
good
you she,
shout.
good shout, but if I tell you she's from the Midlands, one last guess.
Dean
Denny?
Henderson.
Incorrect.
Midlands.
This player is a current and former teammate of Dean Henderson.
Oh, I know. Calvert.
That's really good, but no.
So are we allowed to have quizzes at the end of this pod where the answer isn't Carl Viet? I don't know. I
You
think
want
you might
don't
have to change who she taught, Dale, to fit the rest of the pod rather than interview Mark Tourette.
I will be having words after this for this outrage,
Well,
but
anyway, I'll tell you who it is.
Mid
Go on.
no, Rob doesn't even guess yet. His
Come and
second name.
seltz.
Go, Rob. Big stab.
Oh, I've just got to think of our English players, Midlands former. No, I ain't gonna get it. I ain't gonna get it. Just bugger it, just say.
Oh, he's from the Midlands. We played for Wales, Brennan Johnson.
Oh, you motherfucker.
And played with Dean Henderson in Nottingham Forest.
He did.
Midlands. There you
Oh,
go. There you go.
here you go. Was he as expressive and gonna look like he's gonna cry the whole time as in school?
She
He's
actually said he was a
completely
re he's a
shitty.
re she's a really nice kid. She's a really nice kid, and he's taught his sisters as well. So yeah, she's a re really nice family. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's got something going for him because currently it's not his footballing ability currently.
I was just going to say, Dale's mate's wife has scored as many goals for Crystal Palace as fucking Maria. So,
Oh, well, it's funny you say that. Her husband is a Palace fan, and he has he can't, he says he doesn't remember this, but I was there and it happened. He did score a penalty on the Selhurst Park pitch. So
Oh.
one up one on Brennan Johnson.
More the same
Yeah,
Brendan.
okay. Well, fair play. Is he
I
like
see.
he's got so in such despair that he's blaming his wife or
Well, let's do it. Why not? Let's just blame her. Damn you, Kerry.
yeah. It's got me something.
Yeah, fine, well.
Anyway, yeah.
There
Nice
you go.
note to finish an emergency European podcast on that is
That's it.
blaming
Where's
Dale's
Ezio?
mate's wife for Brennan Johnson's pinching. On a
The
light
only
bombshell, though,
Palace,
isn't it? Time to
the
end.
only Palace player to score a goal in a European Cup final.
Very, very true.
Yeah, that's
Very
also true.
true. All right, guys. I think well, that's unless anyone's got any more, we might end it here and all go and study Rayo Vallecano and shit ourselves how amazing they are.
Well, if we shit ourselves, as long as we don't do it in their ground, that would be ideal because I think running water is
No
probably
running water.
something.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm
That's
also
very true.
expecting a riveting clash given that they kept Strasbourg to three shots, and our attack is pretty good at missing opportunities all by themselves. So, Dale, you said the 7:45 drop off. We will still be going at that point, just coming into penalties. So you'll be able to pop in just to watch Dean Henderson try and
Perfect.
steal the show.
Absolutely. Well, guys, it's been incredible. We've done this twice in 2 weeks, and so I've got no doubt we won't be seeing each other again until the end of the season. I've got absolutely no doubt in my mind. We won't be able to slip another one in. But thank you very much. It's exciting times for the Crystal Palace fan base. Remember, the Morrison, Sydney, Vikings, Melbourne, Scafino, Brisbane. Enjoy up the Palace.
Don't worry, bye, pal.
God, referees are all.